Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today was supposed to be military fitness radio, but Nate Morrison is driving his son to the airport in Burlington, Vermont, which is quite a ways away from him. And they're getting hammered with what is said to be probably the worst storm that will hit this year, the East Coast. And so in light of that, he wasn't going to make it back to his house in time. His cabin in the mountains to do the show. And so and I didn't have a guest to drop in, but I got a lot of things on my mind. And I thought, you know, this is a good opportunity to talk about some stuff that I think is really important. And I really do. I'm not just vamping here today. Second hour of the show, we're going to be joined by two guests, Dr. Stuart Hoover and Carolyn Carter. And it's actually going to be a continuation of this discussion. It actually worked out nicely. And you have to excuse me. I have the crud that's going around, a little bit of a head cold. And so I may sound a little nasal. I may have to clear my throat from time to time. But that being the case, so something that many of you probably don't know, after years of doing this show, well, people reach out to me all the time with their problems. I have this, I have that, what should I do? And if it's something I could just help in an email, I do. But over the years, I've actually helped people one-on-one with some of their problems. And as a result, and it's been successful, I've helped them. And as a result, I've started to make myself available in a very, very limited fashion, and I mean limited, to people who are looking for answers and want to enlist someone to help them. And since I'm not selling them a product. Sorry, I'm drinking water. You know, I do a lot of research for them, find answers, help them make some decisions, lots of times involving their physicians. I've even helped some physicians. This is the funny thing. I've had people, I just recently helped a guy, he's a doctor. With his testosterone levels weren't working right. He was really using too little. He didn't understand the math that goes into the pharmacokinetics of testosterone cypionate. And he just texted me yesterday and says, "You were right on. I just got my blood work back and I'm going to follow your direction." So what I do is I charge these people to work with them. And I charge them a considerable amount of money because I don't want to waste any time. And one of the things I say up front is, if I work with you, you have to guarantee 100% compliance. Otherwise, let's not even do this. If you're asking me to help you and you believe I'm the person that can help you, then I don't want to give you advice and then you go, I'm not going to do that. Because you just wasted your time and money and you wasted my time. And I don't have a lot of time. On a day-to-day basis, I'm dancing as fast as I can. So whenever these conversations, you know, I have people who put people in touch with me. I have a friend, the wife of a good friend of mine, who end of last year put a guy in touch with me who has multiple sclerosis. And it's really, it's shortening his life. And he's had it for like 15 or 20 years now. But now it's really like it's coming to the stage of the game where he had to stop working. He had to retire early because of his MS. And so I told him up front, it's going to cost money for me to help you. And he said he doesn't have the money to help. So the girl, who's a good friend of ours, said, "Well, can you give him any advice at all?" So I had another phone call with him real quick. And I looked at his diet. And apparently, he does a lot of free legal work for a local Panera Bread's franchise. And they pay him in free bread. And I said, well, you got to cut the grain out of your diet entirely. Like, if you want to really see results, you've got to cut the things out of your diet that have been known to trigger autoimmune disorder responses in multitudes of people. And grain, you know, wheat and grain is one of them. And he said, you know, but I love bread. I love bread. You know, I just can't give up bread. I was okay. And that was it. That was the last call I had with him. Nothing else. When I went to upstate New York to visit my friend Joey, he has a friend who has autoimmune disorder. Guy, man. We were talking, and I said, you know, he loves pie. He eats a lot of pie. He loves pie. And I said, you know, you'd have to cut the sugar, the sugary pie and the grains and the wheat out. And he wouldn't do it. He says, but I love pie. He goes, I'm not going to give up pie. More recently, a guy reached out to me that I know for a long time. He's struggled with gout. He's had lap band surgery or gastric bypass surgery years ago because he was like 500 pounds. And now he's a reasonable weight. He's like 270 pounds. But he has terrible gout, so much so that he has to actually get infusions, I think weekly or biweekly now. And I told him how much it would cost to work with me. And up front, I asked him a couple questions because I tell him, look, you got to give me 100% compliance. If you're not going to follow what you and I decide are the right things for you to do, let's not even waste any time or money. And it came out that he likes to drink beer. He drinks 4 beers a day. And I said, well, you'll have to give up the beer at least for 6 months, maybe longer. Not forever, I said. You probably can have beer or a glass of wine with your wife on your anniversary a year. Oh, he wants me to work with him and his wife, by the way, because they both need help. And I explained the relationship of drinking beer and oxalate and the role of oxalate in fibromyalgia, I mean in gout. I said, you got to give up the beer. And he's not willing to give up the beer. And, you know, I don't know why I'm surprised, I guess, that people aren't willing to do what's in their own best interest when they're sick. But I understand why. Because first of all, they believe that a pill is the answer. They don't believe that there's anything about their nutrition that's wrong or their doctor would have said something. And so the reason they have a hard time buying into this idea that nutrition can actually eradicate your disease is because they don't believe it. They think, well, if that was true, wouldn't my doctor have told me not to drink beer? For all I know, his doctor never even asked him if he drinks beer or alcohol in general. And so these opportunities to work with people have showed me two things. Number one, there's a difference between the people who are willing to actually grab the reins and take responsibility for their health trajectory and those who are not. But more importantly, it shows me that the majority of Americans out there do not believe that what they eat is the reason that many of them have diseases. And so I started to like drill down on this, and I started to think about my own issues over the past couple years. And I know where they came from. They came from my gut. So there's a term called metabolic endotoxemia or just endotoxemia, where endotoxins are actually ending up in the bloodstream. And they are the reason for most of, maybe let's say 75% of diseases of modernity, the symptoms of those diseases can be traced back to endotoxemia. Endotoxemia is absolutely the reason for diseases like fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis, multiple sclerosis. I'm going to throw a new one at you. So a doctor will go to a diabetic and say, you have diabetic neuropathy, and that the neuropathy is caused by unbridled blood sugar levels. I will disagree with that. And I know there's a lot of people going, well, what do you know? Well, I'm going to tell you what I know. I know a lot of people who aren't diabetic that have diabetic neuropathy, but they're not diabetic. Well, how could that be? Well, they have neuropathies. They have numbness. They have something called hyperalgesia. Hyperalgesia is just another name for one of the symptoms of fibromyalgia. Hyperalgesia just basically means that your nerves are being lit up all the time. They are firing constantly. And that firing can cause burning sensations, cold sensations, pain, numbness, tingling. And they don't have diabetes. Their blood sugar is fine. So you say to yourself, well, wait a minute. How could it be that a person who doesn't have blood sugar management issues has these same conditions that have been attributed to type 2 diabetes? Well, I'll tell you why. Because the type 2 diabetic has a effed up gut as well as other things. And their neuropathy is most likely caused by their effed up gut than the blood sugar. I'm not saying the blood sugar isn't a problem. It absolutely is. But there are too many people out there today who have symptoms that cross over to diabetes, but they don't have diabetes. And I really believe neuropathy is one of them. I believe that in the years to come, we're going to find out that it's diabetic neuropathy has nothing to do with the blood sugar levels, but in fact that the, most diabetics, if not all diabetics, probably have really messed up guts. They have a high level of endotoxins traveling around their bloodstream. These endotoxins attack the nervous system. And then the other thing that they love to say about neuropathy, and this is just an interesting side note, when diabetics develop neuropathy, they usually develop it in their feet and their hands first, and then it slowly travels up the legs. If you look at diabetics' legs, they're almost always red and chapped looking, cracked, inflamed looking. But when you ask a doctor, why do people get diabetic neuropathy in their legs? They say, oh, it's because that's where the long nerves are. The long nerves are easier for the body to attack. That's complete BS. I'll tell you why it is. It's simple. They develop neuropathy in their feet and their hands first because of two things: gravity and tight restrictions on blood flow. So you have a greater deposition of these endotoxins that just get caught in the tissue and stay there and keep antagonizing the nerves. And then, of course, like anything, it fills up. So it goes to the ankles and then to the shins and to the calves and all the way up the knees and then eventually the, because you are literally depositing endotoxins in the tissue because of gravity and poor blood flow and maybe even poor lymph flow. But that's why it starts out in the hands and feet. Your hands are always down at your sides, gravity, blood flow, easy for things to get caught. And your feet are the same way. So it has nothing to do with the long nerves. I don't buy that at all. Again, when you apply critical thinking to these things, you start to see through the nonsense, really. But the reality is that the gut is the reason for most of the disease states that we see today. And people are going, oh, you know, you're oversimplifying. No, I'm not. When you look at people who have symptoms, they're sick, depressed, fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis, they almost always have messed up guts. Heck, there's even a link between autism and gut issues. A brilliant British physician pointed that out years ago. But don't rush off and start eating more fiber and more probiotics, because I'm going to address that a little bit later in this discussion. The jury is still out about fiber intake and probiotics, in my humble opinion, and I'll explain why. I have another friend whose wife is suffering from fibromyalgia. I just reached out to him today, and I said, you know, he's a childhood friend. I grew up, his brother was my best friend. He passed away not too long ago. And I said, look, you know, there's a dietary component to this. Do you want any more information? Because most people don't want this information. They just want to go to the doctor and get a pill. The challenge with gut problems is this. It literally takes years of damaging your gut because it's such a huge group of tissue. And it's very robust and strong and resilient. But when you bombard it day in and day out with things that irritate it and destroy the linings of it and sap it of its ability to be healthy, it literally takes years before the symptoms show up. And that's why people don't attribute some of their problems to their gut. If it happened quickly, you ate something, you got a pain in your stomach, and you got violently ill, you'd go, oh my God, I can't do that again. But because it just kind of creeps up over the years, and you ignore the signs, I'm going to talk about the signs in a minute, you don't attribute the problems that you're developing, the pain in your joints. Stephen Lay posted on today's show a comment that many of his gut problems manifested in stiffness in his muscles. And he could tell you that he could eat a food and the next day feel stiff. I've heard this same thing. Charles Spencer came on my show years ago and talked about how he reversed his rheumatoid arthritis. I got to find that show and play it again for people. And he's not the only one. I mean, he had proud joints. He had verifiable rheumatoid arthritis. I think he said during that show that his gel time, which is the time it takes for him to literally get out of bed and actually start moving, was like a half hour because the pain and the stiffness was so brutal. He doesn't have that today. And he's not on any medications for rheumatoid arthritis anymore either. And keep in mind, if my memory serves me, his doctor warned him that if he stopped taking the medications, he would die. And that was a lie. The problem with gut problems is that they happen so gradually and so slowly that you don't connect the dots that this is coming from my gut. And because the way IgG, IgA immune system responses work, the effects of your gut are not acute. In other words, again, if you ate something and you got a fever, you would attribute it to that food. But if you eat something and you don't feel anything that day, but the next day you feel a little sore and the day after a little more sore, you don't connect it that it was what you ate on Wednesday that's affecting you now on Friday. So I really want 2018, if you do nothing else to improve yourself this year, and really the goal should be every day to be a slightly better version of yourself from yesterday to today. If you do nothing else to improve your health, and this place, and let me tell you something, if all you are about is performance and strength, you will never perform as good as you can. You will never be as strong as you can if your gut is messed up. I don't care what anybody says. So this is not just about health. This is about performance as well. But I really would like everyone in my audience to make 2018 the year that they get to the bottom of their gut and make their gut as healthy as possible, because it will affect every other aspect of your life, I guarantee. We're going to take a quick commercial break. I've got lots more to talk about this. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. My transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR, go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Welcome back. No music. How do you like that? I forgot to drop music in. So there you go. All right. I'll drop it in for the next break. I know how everybody likes the music. So the next thing I want to discuss, actually, is the fact that the Wennergren Foundation has done a lot of research into the role of fiber and I know that they published some papers a long time ago that made it around the internet. The one that was most popular was that our brains started to grow once we started eating meat. And, of course, the vegans went crazy on that one, but it's the truth. When you look at our evolutionary path, from Australopithecus forward, you realize that Australopithecus robustus was the one that ate a lot of fiber, you know, twigs and vines and everything. And its gut was huge and distended looking, and its brain was small. And then Australopithecus gracile, or otherwise known as Africanus, I think in some circles of anthropology, was the one that started to eat meat. And over tens of thousands of years, their gut got smaller. Their jaw changed. The teeth got smaller. There was no need to grind twigs anymore. Their brain got bigger. And when the Wennergren Foundation published this study, they got a lot of backflack from people who were in the let's eat all plants group. But the research that they had was pretty strong and pretty convincing. And as a result of that, their research was accepted. And the Wennergren Foundation is actually a world-renowned organization that does a lot of research into anthropology and evolution. So the reason I tell you this is because right now there's this movement to eat fiber, 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 fiber. Oh, fiber, fiber. There's people out there getting 150, 200 grams of fiber a day. This may not be a good idea. It may actually be part of or one of the actors in SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, right? The small intestine is not supposed to have microbes in it. It's not supposed to – digestion really happens downstream where all the microbes live and munch on the food we send. The small intestine is more a staging platform for what's happening in the gut, right? The gut is breaking things down and liquefying them and turning them into something called chyme, and then the chyme gets pushed into the small intestine. The small intestine is kind of like a funnel. It gets things ready to go into an even narrower port, but in that narrower port, that's where all the magic happens. As microbes start to go upstream into the small intestine, this is where SIBO comes from. And this is why if you eat something and you feel bloated, like within a half hour of eating it, that gas is being formed in your gut and in your small intestine. That's not supposed to be happening. That's not supposed to be happening. So the small intestine needs prebiotics and probiotics in order for it to, quote unquote, seed itself. Well, prebiotics are fiber. And lots of foods we eat have probiotics in them today, right? So if you combine a lot of fiber with, let's say, kefir and probiotic capsules and powders and kombucha, what you are actually doing is creating an opportunity for the small intestine to become inhabited with microbes. And this is not something you want. In fact, if those microbes continue to inhabit the small intestine and move upstream towards the gut. And keep in mind, H. pylori is an important player in the gut. It's not a bad actor. In fact, children that have H. pylori are protected against asthma. The story on H. pylori is not conclusive yet. We're not supposed to get rid of it. It belongs there. If you read the book Missing Microbes, you'll learn that right away. H. pylori, when it becomes overgrown and it finds its way into the stomach, it can actually communicate with the vagus nerve and tell the vagus nerve to turn up the pH of the stomach, therefore making it less acidic because it doesn't like an acidic environment. So this process of small intestinal seeding, SIBO, then changing the pH of the gut, which just allows more nasty stuff to happen in the stomach that we're going to talk about in a minute, may all be a part of our penchant to eat more fiber. Now, I'm not saying fiber is bad. I think naturally occurring fiber in things like peas and vegetables are good. But the idea that we are now pounding down fiber in every protein bar and every protein drink and everything that we eat today has some fiber in it. If you look at the amount of fiber you're getting in a day, we're starting to go back into where Australopithecus robustus. I'm being facetious, but so through evolution, our guts evolved to require less and less fiber, and now all of a sudden we're throwing a bunch of fiber down in there again. The microbes that we develop in our gut excrete chemicals, and those chemicals either are beneficial to us or they're not beneficial to us. Those chemicals also end up in the bloodstream if you have a leaky gut. Many of us probably do have leaky guts and don't realize it. Just because you don't have symptoms yet doesn't mean that your gut isn't doing something wrong. Those chemicals and even particles of undigested food become endotoxins. They show up in the bloodstream, and then they start to destroy joints and cause all sorts of problems with the body. Some of those microbes actually produce chemicals that have an addictive quality. So if you don't feed them, they produce chemicals that make you crave the foods that feed them. This has been shown in research. So when you have an urge to have something sweet, and you know, interestingly enough, most people who suffer from fibromyalgia consume a great deal of sugar in their diet. Some don't, but the majority do. And that sugar feeds microbes that probably cause an appetite for the sugar, but also lead to further endotoxemia. So you have to fight against the things that you know are bad for you, and we're going to get to that in a minute too, what's bad for you. But the whole idea of pounding down probiotics and fiber at this point in time, I think the jury is still out. The most important thing you can do for your gut is pay attention to it, but most of us haven't been paying attention to it for decades now. I used to love to drink coffee on an empty stomach, and as soon as I drank it, I started belching. But I ignored that because I loved my coffee. And I even started to have a sense of queasiness on an empty stomach, but I ignored that because I love my coffee. Well, for me personally, coffee is an irritant to my stomach. I've cut it out completely now. And you have to look for the things that are irritants to your stomach. How do you know that they're irritants to your stomach if you've been ignoring it all along? Well, if you drink something or eat something and you immediately start belching, or you start to notice that you have a tenderness in your stomach, or you just all of a sudden have an awareness of your gut, then it's doing something that you don't need it to do. The things that you eat that are good for your gut are gentle to your gut, right? When you're really sick, they say, oh, you know, if you have a gut problem, oh, drink broth. Yeah, because broth is gentle to the stomach, right? You don't eat things that are hard on the stomach. Alcohol, coffee, harsh chemicals, right? If you're taking lots of pre-workouts with lots of artificial colors, artificial ingredients on an empty stomach, you are actually bombarding your stomach with irritation. We know that acellular carbohydrates, Alex Leaf came on and talked about a study on that a couple years ago and actually wrote about it in a blog that's up on superiumradio.net. And also we've had authors of studies come on and talk about acellular carbohydrates, namely flours, any kind of flour, tapioca flour, potato flour, flour from wheat. These are not good for the stomach. They shift the microbes in the stomach to less preferential microbes that actually produce more endotoxins. Grains in general. Processed foods, for the lack of a better term, you know, all foods are processed to some degree. If you cook something, you just processed it. But what I'm talking about are foods that have a variety of chemicals and additives in them so that they're shelf stable, so they taste a certain way. These have to be eliminated first. In fact, rescuing your gut, the most important thing, and we're going to talk about things to take, but the most important thing you can do to rescue your gut is to first remove the insults. You must remove the things that are irritating your gut. There is no litmus test for symptoms. I had someone on Facebook say to me, well, what tests can I have done to see if my gut is healthy? We don't know what a healthy microbiome looks like at this point in time. Okay? We know more about the cosmos and outer space than we do about the bugs that live inside of our body. So we can't say, oh, people have this or people have that. We don't know yet. It hasn't been plotted. It hasn't been learned. But there are symptoms that are obvious. If you have a distended gut, in other words, it pops out below the sternum and stays out until it gets down to the pelvic bone and pops back in again. If you have that barrel gut that we see on so many people today that are otherwise lean, you are completely inflamed from the bottom of your esophagus to your anus, most probably. That is where the distension is coming from. It's edema, fluid that is being retained in the tissue of the digestive tract because you are inflamed. So if you have a distended stomach, your gut's in trouble. If you wake up in the morning belching after not eating for 8, 10, 12 hours, or are bloated first thing in the morning when you wake up, you're burping, you feel gassy, you have this awareness of your gut when you wake up in the morning, that is either remnants of undigested food, which tells me that the acidity of your stomach and your digestive system isn't working properly. It could be food motility is slowed down, or it could be the lack of ability to digest some of the foods you're eating, or it is actually the digestive juices attacking the stomach itself because the mucosal barrier is gone and it's starting to eat itself. This is how ulcers start. Once it gets to the tissue and it starts eating the tissue, you end up with an ulcer. So if you wake up in the morning belching and feeling uncomfortable in your gut and you haven't even eaten anything yet, you definitely have a gut problem. If you find yourself hunching over, rolling your shoulders forward, and keeping your abs tight for no reason at all, you may be holding your gut in. You may be embracing your gut because you have this awareness of it, because you have this mild to moderate pain, but it's not a pain that you care about anymore. You don't pay attention to it anymore. If you find yourself in that position a lot where your abs are just tight all the time, you most likely have a gut problem. If certain foods bloat you immediately upon eating them, you should stop eating them, of course. But you probably have a gut problem. And there's lots of things you can take to rid yourself of the symptoms temporarily. But the only true answer that will guarantee that you don't develop a disease later in life and you live a good, healthy, long life is to address the gut problem head on. You must remove the bad actors from your diet. Now, there are a lot of bad actors out there today, and they're different for every person. Everybody has a different bad actor or groups of it just depends on you. Your first job is to figure out what they are so that you can remove them completely from your diet. And that process will take literally a year or two to correct things. Now, obviously, you can take supplements to help it along, but by the time your symptoms showed up, you've been 2, 3, 4 years deep into destroying your gut. You can't expect to make it go away in a week or a month. It takes longer than that. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll talk about things that you can add to the diet that seem to be good for the gut and wrap this up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Of Americans are living with digestive issues. They take pills and potions to mask the symptoms but never address the root cause. Introducing GI Ultramax Pro, a complex of scientifically substantiated all-star ingredients that reestablish your gut's operating system, allowing you to be better shielded against the bad actors in your food and environment. The gut is complicated, and it takes GI Ultramax Pro to deliver real, long-lasting results. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad or visit MotherEarthLabs.com and use code SHR for free shipping.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Hello?
Yeah. Welcome back. A little bit later in the show, we're going to actually be talking specifically about a product. And I'm going to be focusing more and more on the gut this year. I'm bringing you content and products to help you with your gut health. Because chances are, if 74% of people in America are living with some sort of gut problem today, and so chances are, somebody in my audience is, obviously, some other symptoms that you may have. If you have, obviously, neuropathy and you don't have diabetes, or if you do have diabetes, chances are it's coming from your gut. If you have GERD, you eat foods and they make you have heartburn. You have gut problems. There's no doubt about it. And I'll go even further. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, I am willing to bet that it came from the edema in your esophagus that traveled up from your gut. And chances are, if you have obstructive sleep apnea, you have GERD, and you know I'm telling you the truth right now. So the number one thing that you have to do is eliminate the insults first. Your first task is to start paying attention to what you eat that makes you feel crappy. Because no matter what I tell you that you can take that is good for your gut, it will never work unless you remove the insult. You can't compete. If your digestive tract is in trouble already, taking a supplement, I don't care what it is, a probiotic or anything, and expecting it to fix years of inflammation, dysbiosis, and disruption, you have to be a fool to think that's going to happen. But what can happen is this. If you remove the things that are causing you problems, and you know what they are, your inability to say what they are to yourself, admit it, and stop using them is partially tied to the fact that the microbes that they're feeding are producing chemicals that make you crave those things. So understand that there's an addiction process here you need to overcome. But you must remove those things first, because only after removing those things that are insulting your gut can remedies speed the process of healing. I believe strongly that even if it took 10 years for your gut to be where it is right now, if you first remove the insults and then start supplementing with things that actually do work, colostrum, glutamine, licorice root, all for different reasons. I'm just listening. I'm not saying everybody should run out and get these, because they do different things. drinking more water. Only after removing the insults can these things actually speed the process of your gut healing. And so where it took 7 years for your gut to break, maybe you can heal it in a year. Maybe you could heal it in 6 months. I've heard people say that 3 months after following these things that we're talking about, they noticed an amazing difference in every aspect of their lives. They sleep better. They feel better. You know, brain fog. Whenever you hear these people talking about, oh, I have this problem, you know, people with fibromyalgia, they complain about brain fog in the morning. Well, hell yes, because at night, all those endotoxins are going to work in their bloodstream. And they wake up in the morning and they are intoxicated. Just like alcohol, they're intoxicated. They're overwhelmed by these hostile agents in their blood that are making it to the brain and causing the brain not to function properly. That stuff goes away fast. When you get the stuff out of your diet that's causing problems, you start to notice the brain fog goes away in a couple, 3 weeks. But only after you remove the things that are causing the problem can you actually start to use supplements and approaches that will heal your gut faster. So nothing, I say, again, nothing you take for your gut is going to heal it unless you remove the bad actors from your diet and your environment. Look, I'm going to throw something totally left field at you right now. But I have three good studies that show that microwave radiation. What is microwave radiation? Is it from your microwave? No. Anything above 700 megahertz is considered microwave radiation. So that means your router, your cell phone, your home cordless phone, your Bluetooth, all that stuff that we have grown so dependent on today technologically, that's emitting microwave radiation. I have three good studies that show that microwave radiation changes the diversity of microbes. It actually affects microbes directly. And these studies were done naturally in petri dishes and in contained environments. But there is no reason to think that it's not happening to our guts. Everybody's all up in arms about, oh, well, you know, your cell phone could be reducing sperm motility and making you sterile. That's true. We talked about that years ago. I had a scientist from Egypt on the show that showed that 8 hours of the cell phone being in the standby mode actually caused the sperm in male rats to die off, become fewer, and become weaker. They didn't swim as well. But there's something else going on that no one's paying attention to. Everybody's got their cell phones with them. Everybody's got their personal radiation device. Everybody sleeps in a room where the router is on the other side of the wall. Everybody's got their cordless telephones. We live in a soup of RF. This could be causing some of the problems with microbe diversity. It could be causing some of the problems with the microbes we don't want to thrive actually thriving in our gut. We don't know yet. I'm not saying it is, but what I am saying is cell phone radiation, anything categorized as micro radiation is playing a role on the microbes in your gut. So there's a lot to be thought of when we think about this very fragile ecosystem that is a major player in our evolution. And we are effing with it now. I like to think of the gut as the body's operating system. When I have Dr. Stuart Hoover on the show shortly, he's going to explain to you that the gut operates independently. It's not controlled by the brain at all. It has its own brain. It actually operates independently of everything else in the body. And when you think about it, from your mouth to your anus, your gut is actually not inside your body per se. And so, and I know what you're saying, well, how can you say that, Carl? It's inside. No, as a system, it is not enclosed. it is not enclosed in the body. It's actually enclosed, it's exposed outside the body. And I like to think of your gut as your body's operating system. Now, let's talk about computers for a second. If you have a problem with an operating system, your whole, I don't care what software, Photoshop, nothing works. The operating system is the foundation of the computer. If the operating system goes bad, the computer is kaput. And you have to find your original disk and you have to reboot or reinstall your operating system. Your gut is your body's operating system. It operates on its own in the background. It's doing its own thing while you're sleeping. It operates on its own clock, on its own properties, on its own agenda. And when it goes bad, it affects every other system, kidneys, brain, lungs, nervous system, everything. It affects everything else. Everything else gets screwed up when your gut is screwed up. So 2018 needs to be the year where you start to pay attention to your body's operating system and forget about the sexy stuff, you know, this peptide and that peptide, and start focusing on something that is the core of everything working. Your peptides won't work as good if your gut's messed up. The supplements you take may hurt you instead of help you if they don't stay contained in your stomach. If you have a leaky gut, you're putting things in your body that are going directly into your bloodstream. Think about that. Think about that canister of pre-workout you have right now. Would you take that, add a couple milliliters of water to it, put it in a syringe and inject it into your body? Of course. They say, Carl, that's crazy. It's not sterilized. My body's not designed to have that. Yes. Yes. I agree 1,000%. Well, guess what? If you have a leaky gut, if you have IBS, if you have ulcerative colitis, your intestines are leaking into your bloodstream. If you have a leaky gut, if you have GERD, you have a leaky gut. It's just coming up into your throat and being absorbed in your esophagus and sent out to the bloodstream. If you have a leaky gut, nothing's staying contained in your stomach. It's getting into your bloodstream. Absorb that idea for a second. You wouldn't inject a piece of beef in your arm and expect to survive. Well, you're doing that via your gut if it's not healthy. So 2018 has to be the year that people start paying attention to their gut. I'm going to be bringing more shows. We're going to be doing shows specifically on endotoxemia and specific diseases like gout, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease. I mean, all of these diseases have an endotoxemic link. One of the earliest signs of Parkinson's disease is chronic constipation. It actually happens up to 10 years before the Parkinson's disease symptoms show up. What does that tell you? Endotoxemia is going to be a big subject on this show this year because I want people to start taking their guts seriously. And I don't think we do. I think that we feel like, well, if it doesn't bother me, it must be okay. I'm okay. If I don't get sick from eating this right now, then I must be okay. I'm okay. I can drink that, you can't, because it doesn't bother me. No, just because you don't have symptoms doesn't mean it doesn't bother you. I'm sorry. I'm suffering from this myself. This has become my new mission. This is something that I'm very, very serious about right now. Because you want to know why? Because I got skin in the game to figure this out. I am convinced that the hyperalgesia in my legs is because my gut problems. And I know I have gut problems. I can, all the symptoms I'm telling you about, I'm living with them. Now, I've started some things and I'm seeing some changes because I'm eliminating stuff one by one that I'm starting to learn doesn't work well for me. And I can live without those things, the truth is. If I can live longer and be happier, I can live without those things. The question you have to ask yourself is, are you ready to live without those things that are hurting you? We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. Stuart Hoover and Carolyn Carter. And we're going to talk about a product that absolutely should be one of the products in your quiver, one of the arrows in your quiver, as you start to eliminate the things from your diet that are causing you and your gut not to function properly. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Crunchy. From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrantil, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. So, lots of people want to know, well, what are the solutions? We've talked a lot about gut problems in our population today. My next guests, Carolyn Carter and Dr. Stuart Hoover, welcome to the show.
Carl, thanks for having us on today.
Excellent, excellent. So before we start talking about GI Ultramax Pro, which I've been using with great success, tell the audience a little bit about the company, how it came to be, Carrie Lynn.
This is quite a story, and it's a story about a journey. You may know that I'm a biochemist, and I've been in the field of pharmaceutical and nutritional health product development for over 20 years. And after I received my degrees, Carl, I started working for a very well-known large international company called Merck. Most people are aware of who that is. In fact, when I speak in, you know, different settings, I almost have to, you know, especially alternative health settings, that I even have to duck, you know, because things are probably like tomatoes are getting thrown at me. But it was part of a journey that was really helpful for me to understand, you know, how all of this works. You know, I was on the metabolic bone disease team in the development of Fosamax. And so initially, you really could say that I was trained in a very allopathic, traditional approach to medicine and disease treatment. And, you know, coming out of that, I had just about absolute faith that the use of these blockbuster drugs by medical practitioners could really treat and manage any disease. So how did that change? Well, when I was kind of at my the height of my Merck career, I met my late husband, and he is a very different sort of person. He is a very spiritual person, and started to open me up to different possibilities of, you know, my approach. And, you know, not only that, is about, I had something happen in my life, but before that, about 3 years before that, Carl, I saw my father. He was diagnosed with cancer, and I saw him go through all of the different stages of chemotherapy, radiation, and, you know, all of the different things that they were trying on him, and everybody knew that they weren't going to be effective. So I had watched all this process happen, and with about 3 months, he had passed. And so about 3 years later, it was about a year after I was given my baby son in my arms. And this was about 12 years ago. Well, I went to the doctor, and some routine tests were ordered, and it was discovered that I had cancer, somewhat similar to my father's, but it was very early on in the process. And you can imagine, I had this baby son here. I saw my father, what happened to him. What I thought at the time, my whole world just shattered. Well, I'm a little bit stronger than that, so I knew that, you know, having gone through what my husband and I were going through, you know, kind of more of a actualization, and I knew that spiritually that wasn't the approach that I was going to take, more of the traditional route, because not only did I see that it had some pitfalls, I mean, I'm not downing any sort of, you know, medical type of approach, because it's very helpful in many cases, but in mine, I knew that it wasn't going to be helpful, especially when I learned that, you know, where this cancer was located, that there was really nothing that could be done. So I knew that I had to shift from a more traditional allopathic approach to a more holistic alternative approach, and thank God I did. But I knew I had to get busy. I did have some time. It was early on in the process. But the first thing that I had to do is overcome my traditional thinking. So I knew that when I learned about what needed to be put in my path, I would know that. And with my husband, we traveled all over the world, including where this journey really starts to begin, this wonderful just journey of discovery, I like to call it. It began in the Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico. And I met this amazing individual named Drumvalo Melchiznik. He is an amazing individual. And he told me of these substances, these earth substances called humic and fulvic acids. And many people call them lignite extract. There's all different terms for these. Well, when I first heard about this, my whole body went electric. It was like a lightning bolt came out of the sky and hit me on the head, and I just knew that this was going to be something that was going to be helpful for me. So I started to learn more about it. I knew as a biochemist I could learn about it and, you know, see what this is all about, and so I did that. And, you know, I learned about some of their properties, and I like to call them nature's miracle molecules, because they really do a lot of great things that we'll talk about in a minute. But I wanted to try them on myself, and I started to use them. And, you know, I had talked to some doctors who were colleagues, and, you know, word spread that that's what I was working on. And then there was others that started to get very interested in what I was doing. And so I was able to locate some of the best areas where I could get these lignite extracts. They're actually produced in soil naturally, but you need to actually go to places that have deposits in order to get the concentration and the purity that you need. And so I went I looked in the Himalayas, in Asia, all over the world for the best sources of this. And I started to use it. And, you know, other people were very interested in it. And so they started to use it. And this is how Mother Earth Labs got started that long ago. You know, it was these substances that were of the earth and that people were somewhat aware of, and people started to use them, and they noticed an amazing result of, you know, energy and, you know, better nutrient dynamics. And so from this, I started to look at other ways that I could utilize these products and help my colleagues to develop product, you know, I don't want to say products, but substances that can help deliver specific nutrients for their patients. And so that's really how this whole entire journey began, and that's where we are today. And there's a lot of things that we've done in between that time. And I had the opportunity to meet Dr. Stuart Hoover here on, who's going to be speaking here in a minute too. And that was very fortuitous because we've developed this partnership kind of in a way that we are able to work together in a wonderful way to come up with some of these products like GI Ultramax that we'll be talking about that are really beneficial. That, you know, we take the best of the best. We look at what is the most bioavailable. You know, even like, for example, B vitamins, they have to be in the form, you know, that we like to call our operating system can use. You know, we don't want to send a wrong type of nutrient to operating system because it won't work. It won't do what it's supposed to do. So that's kind of where I work with him and he works with me, and we come up with these wonderful things. And it's just amazing how this all came about, Carl.
So I met Dr. Hoover when I was working on a project with Quest Nutrition. You know, obviously a lot of people know that Quest has been very involved in cancer research and nutritional therapies. In fact, a lot of their work was so successful that Cedars-Sinai was actually sending people to work with Epigenics Foundation, who declined the standard of care. And so I met Dr. Hoover there at one of the brain trust meetings, and we started talking about some of these things. And little did I know what I understand now about the gut and the linkage to all diseases. I would say 80% of diseases of modernity today have some link back to endotoxemia as a result of a gut that's not working any longer. And when Stuart and I were talking the other day, I said, you know, the gut is really like the body's operating system. Everything depends on the gut, and the gut affects everything. And then he said, well, in fact, that's a really good analogy because the gut operates independently. It doesn't even take signals from the brain. Talk about that, Dr. Hoover.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Carl. And, you know, the gut is really referred to as the second brain today. And a lot of people, you know, don't recognize that it does operate independently. So it's its own operating system that really ties into every aspect of our health today. You know, if you think about it more from a simple standpoint, you know, we have to eat food. We have to digest food. This happens in the gut to get out to the bloodstream and absorb into cells so we can utilize these nutrients. So if the gut is dysfunctional, what I like to say, then this process doesn't happen. So it's like the fuel never makes it into the engine to run. And from that point on, everything begins to break down. And, you know, what I have found over, you know, my career and being in functional health for 25 years now is that when we can correct the gut, when we can support that operating system, ensure that we're digesting foods properly, you know, 80% of our immune system is influenced by the gut. And if it's dysfunctional, toxic, and inflamed, you know, we're sending signals out to the body of this condition, which, you know, sets in motion systemic inflammation. We're absorbing toxins. A lot of people hear of leaky gut. It just means where the gut channels are opening up and things are moving into the bloodstream freely, which they shouldn't. Bacteria, proteins, all these different things we hear about today that are causing allergies and gluten sensitivities. So we have to recognize that in order to achieve health, the foundation begins with restoring gut health and gut function. And, you know, that then taps into proper immune function, proper metabolism, absorption, hormone signaling. You know, you think of, you know, this brain aspect. I mean, there's over 100 million brain cells in our gut, and it really influences everything. So we're kind of chasing around today, you know, this management of symptoms, I like to say. You know, in our world, you know, Carrie Lynn and I always look at things from kind of a cellular perspective. What can we do to improve cellular health? And we kind of call it the trickle-up
I like that.
Mechanism. Yeah, it's trickle-up instead of trickle-down. So it's cells, it's tissues, it's organs, and it's systems. And today in medicine, and I think even in our field of functional health, so many times we're looking at the system dysfunction or the organ dysfunction, and that's kind of where we're putting all the apples and trying to manage and address that. But until we get down to the cell and improve cellular respiration and health and energy production, detoxification, we're never going to achieve true health. And really the foundation of that is really addressing the gut. So it doesn't matter what you're dealing with. I've worked with probably over 10,000 patients, you know, in my clinic, tens of thousands of people beyond that, just from sharing information. And it doesn't matter what people are dealing with, whether it's weight issues, it's energy, diabetes, it's cancer. You're never going to really overcome these things until you address the gut and get the gut functional. And then guess what? The body knows what to do from that point on. And that's what's so remarkable about this journey that we're on.
So one of the things that I said during the first hour, my guest today fell out because of the blizzard on the East Coast. So I had a vamp for an hour. And I figured, you know, I have lots of ideas and theories and feelings about the gut, my own gut. I have a gut. So, you know, I figured I would. And one of the things I said during the first hour was that I don't believe diabetic neuropathy is a result of unchecked blood sugar. I believe that most diabetics have fouled guts, and they are
right.
And diabetic neuropathy or neuropathy, because I know a lot of people who are not diabetic that have neuropathy. Well, then you go, well, how could that be if it's it? And that's because most diabetics, if not all, probably have horrible guts, and they have terrible levels of endotoxemia. And I even went to the extent of saying, doctors love to say the reason it attacks the legs is because of the long nerves, but that's not true because it starts in the hands and feet. And I said, it's gravity plus a poor circulation process.
Correct.
The feet and the hands have very poor circulation, tight corners, small blood vessels. So what you have is you have a bioaccumulation of toxins that just get stuck there, and they irritate the crap out of the nerves, and you end up with hyperalgesia, fibromyalgia type symptoms. And we need to stop thinking about neuralgias and neuropathies as being a result of blood sugar. These people have fouled up guts.
That's right. Well, and you know, Carl, it kind of gets back to, you know, our focus today on symptom care and symptom management. And, you know, we've got to get down to the root. And that's really what we're talking about today, is getting to the root of where all this begins. And you're right. It's the toxicity that builds up. It's the breakdown of the tight cells. You know, if you can imagine along the gut wall, we have all these cells that are fused together. And these toxins, especially things like glyphosate, I mean, that's a whole show we can talk about. You know, that's Roundup, folks, that we're all ingesting today. That breaks these tight fusions down between the cells and opens them up. So what happens is things begin to move into the bloodstream freely, our proteins and bacteria and all these other accumulated toxins. Well, then the body thinks it's being attacked. And what happens is we go into this inflammation stage or this autoimmune stage. It's like the body's responding and going, you know what, we're under attack. And this inflammation process begins systemically, and you're right, that affects circulation. You know, vessels become inflamed, tissue becomes inflamed, and you're right, then the outer extremities begin, you know, they're more influenced by that. So I totally agree with what you're saying. But we have to recognize that the root of this really is in the gut.
Oh, I agree. And you know what? We have to take a break. But I want to just throw this in. I had a discussion a couple months ago with a physician who told me that leaky gut was a myth. And I said, that's not true. He says, give me an example. So I went for the low-hanging fruit. I said, GERD. I said, that's the gut leaking up into the esophagus. I said, how about IBS? The lining of the intestines are worn away, and there's and actually eating away at the tissue now. Don't you think that there's a transaction happening from what's in the intestines to the outside of the intestines. There are actually doctors out there today who think that leaky gut is a myth. It is not a myth. And you know what? We can prove that because we can look at people's blood and we can see things that they ate showing up completely undigested.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's really when we think about this whole gluten sensitivity, you know, I never really bought into that. It's the protein that's leaking through the gut wall
yes.
into the bloodstream.
Yes.
And it's causing this autoimmune response. So, yeah, you're right. There are so many valid indicators of leaky gut today. But again, we're talking about root and not management. And, you know, really our system is geared more towards management today.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we have lots more to talk about. We're going to also teach you about a product called GI Ultramax Pro. I've been using it. I got to tell you, again, I said this in the first hour, you must remove the insults for any remedy to work, because chances are, if you have symptoms, your gut has been broken for probably 5, 6, 7 years, because the gut is very robust. But if you remove the insults and you add something like GI Ultramax Pro, and we'll tell you why, you can get better a lot faster. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about that? 74% of Americans are living with digestive issues. They take pills and potions to mask the symptoms but never address the root cause. Introducing GI Ultramax Pro, a complex of scientifically substantiated all-star ingredients that reestablish your gut's operating system, allowing you to be better shielded against the bad actors in your food and environment. The gut is complicated, and it takes GI Ultramax Pro to deliver real long-lasting results. Go to superhumanradio.com. Net and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad, or visit MotherEarthLabs.com and use code SHR for free shipping. If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Please give us the power to blow people's minds.
That life
welcome back, spirit. Welcome back, welcome back.
Technology, go ahead.
Hey, Carrie Lynn, I played that liner for you about Merck. I was going to warn you ahead of time, but I thought she's probably going to think to herself, oh, my God, where did that come from? Okay.
That's funny.
So anyway, I've said some outlandish things on this show that have gotten me into a lot of trouble, and that one there was one of them. Anyway, getting back to the discussion here, first of all, the company is MotherEarthLabs.com. The product is called GI Ultramax Pro. Here's why it's different. There are a lot of things out there that affect the gut differently. If you had to go out and research each one of them, buy each one of them, and then take them into therapeutically proven doses to see results, it would cost you a ton of money. What Mother Earth Labs has done is they've taken these things and put them into a jug that you scoop, and everything is in there. And so, I mean, there's even two types of colostrum in there, right? A high proline version and then just a regular old colostrum, right?
Right.
But there's other things. So let's talk about that. Carrie Lynn, give me the short list of the big players in GI Ultramax Pro.
Well, they're all big players.
Yeah, okay. Well, then go with it. Then yeah. Go with it. Go ahead.
Okay. We like to really look at things like lignite extract. That is really helpful for the tight junctions. We have Immulox, which is that proline-rich polypeptide that you're referring to, and that's a colostrum form. Colostrum is extremely important for the immune response. It helps modulate that immune response so it doesn't allow it to get overactive or underactive. Propyl A is a special form of prebiotic fiber, and we also have an arabinogalactan fiber in there. And these fibers are so important, you know, that's what our bacteria live on, the good bacteria live on. And so when we put these types of really high quality, large molecular weight fibers in this product, that's going to feed and help populate the GI tract with all of the numerous number of types of bacteria that are in your gut. You know, sometimes if you try to just take probiotics, first of all, if you put in those bacteria into an environment that isn't ready for them, and you only have just a few in a probiotic, you're not really helping to support all the diversity that your health needs. And so when you want to increase the good bacteria that are in there, you want to make sure that you help with the terrain, you know, with the environment that they're in there, as well as provide the food that the good bacteria want to eat. And those are the fibers. And propyl A and is a propylmanin and large arabinogalactan have all been studied and show every single one of these ingredients have been studied and show benefit, but these particular have shown that we can certainly increase
the diversity and the populations of the good bacteria. We have curcumin. It's a powerful antioxidant and an anti-inflammatory. It's curcumin, and most people have heard about curcumin. But the problem with most curcumin is that it's not easily absorbed. And,
right.
You know, exactly. And so what this does is it has the help of a fenugreek, and it's all natural to help deliver curcumin and actually make it more active, like almost a 25-fold increase in the concentration of curcuminoids in the blood. So we know that it's getting absorbed. And so that's the important part. You got to make sure that it's absorbed. And so that definitely is one that is. We also have a beautiful blend of medicinal mushrooms in Immune Assist Micron, IM. That's why I love that, the IM ingredient.
Right.
So, and it helps with all the different immune issues, you know, the different kinds of things that are that mushrooms do. Sustamine is a special form of glutamine, and it's better absorbed and utilized in the GI tract than glutamine alone, which actually, you know, gets broken down very easily. And then we have glutathione. Glutathione is extremely important. It's Cetria glutathione, and it's been studied to show how it's really the first line of our defense. If, you know, what you were talking about before is the tube that our gut is, and it is our first line defense to the outside world.
Right.
A lot of people don't really realize that. And so anything we can do to support that health of the gut and to be able to address the toxins that we ingest, you know, we don't realize how much toxins we ingest. Glutathione is one of these important molecules that really help to eliminate these kind of toxins. And, you know, including in the liver too, internally, not just at the, you know, at the interface between the outside and the inside world there. Zinc. I could go on and on.
No, I know, but you know what? But here's the thing. Everything that so everything that you need for your gut is in this one product. And,
yes.
And we're not talking about, there's plenty of products out there that have acute effects on specific situations like bloating, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But when we talk about addressing acute situations, that is not fixing the underlying problem. That's just allowing you to live without that discomfort. But if you want to fix the underlying problems with the gut, if you want to nourish the gut, if you want to give the gut things that make it more likely to heal itself, all those things are in this jug. Mm-hmm. I was starting to develop GERD a couple months ago. Daniel Orego said, let me have Dr. Hoover send you a jug of this stuff. I used one jug of it, and I had no GERD anymore. I was getting GERD every evening. Every evening I started to have this burning sensation in my chest. I knew what it was. It was, you know, it was heartburn. I'm thinking, I'm not eating anything differently. What the hell is going on? And I tried the GI Ultramax Pro, and within one jug, I had no more GERD. And it's gone. It hasn't come back. Now, my gut needs a lot more work. The level of distension, since I have removed things from my diet, and since I've been making changes and using GI Ultramax Pro, the level of distension has dropped dramatically. Even Elisa has said to me, because usually by the end of the night, after eating multiple times throughout the day, I look pregnant. I mean, my gut sticks out further than my chest, and it pops out under my sternum, and it doesn't pop back in until my pelvic bone. And that has changed dramatically. Now I can look in the mirror at the end of the night, and I don't look that way. I mean, there's definitely food in me, but I'm not distended like I was. And I would imagine that over months, because this, I try to tell people, your gut took years to break. You cannot expect all this to change in a couple months. It could take a year or longer, depending on how broken your gut is. But you first must remove the things that are causing the insult, and then use products like GI Ultramax Pro to gently massage and lull the gut into being healthy again.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's a great
I notice a great difference since I've been using the product. I really do.
You know, Carl,
we
took over a year researching this, and you know, the approach we took is, you're right, a lot of times you can take certain things and achieve a certain benefit, but you're not really fixing, you know, the total issue. So when we looked at this, we kind of took a five-prong approach. First was looking at what could we do to really build back that intestinal wall integrity, the endothelial tight junction, and mucosal barrier. You know, that's that lining, that you know, in between. Also, what could we do to help support a proper immune system modulation? Also, like Carolyn said, feeding the good bacteria. You know, what we found, and we're actually involved in a clinical study with this product, looking at, you know, how we are building that diversity. You know, so many times we're running around taking probiotics, and probiotics can certainly play an important role, but, you know, we may be looking at three or four or six different species that we're putting in this environment. We know there's several thousand species.
Well, and each of those species is strain specific. There's diversity,
right,
in each species. You have to look,
absolutely,
at what strains are actually doing things.
Yeah, so why not approach it by, let's start feeding the bacteria that's there, that's hardy, and begin helping them colonize. So that's where we really started taking a look at this prebiotic approach, and I really believe in this study we're going to prove out that this is a far more effective approach than just throwing a few species of bacteria in there. Also, tackling the inflammation problem and the oxidative stress, as Carrie Lynn mentioned in there. You know, there's so much oxidation going on in the gut with all this toxicity, which is leading to a lot of the inflammation. Regulating pH, you know, pH changes through the gut. We wanted to make sure we were supporting that to aid with, you know, the digestion of nutrients. And then lastly, detoxification and improving bowel regularity. So, you know, we really looked at this thing very comprehensively, and that's where it led us onto this search for these ingredients. And as Carrie Lynn mentioned, you know, you can go to our website. We have a link that'll take you to the ingredients page, and you can read until your heart's content on all the studies that have been done on each of these ingredients. And then when we really combine those with the power of the lignite extract, as Carrie Lynn said early in the show, this is nature's best delivery system, and it makes everything more bioavailable and really helps enhance cell membrane function. So we're really ensuring that we're getting maximum absorption and utilization of these nutrients. And I really believe what we have created here is the most comprehensive gut restoration and repair product on the market today.
And you can get free shipping, by the way. If you go to superhumanradio.com and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad and use the coupon code SHR at checkout, you will get free shipping. If you just go to MotherEarthLabs.com and get to the GI Ultramax Pro page, you can use SHR for free shipping also. So this product has been out for how long now?
We've had the product, has been on the market now for about 8 months.
And what are some of the responses you're getting from people who use the product? I see there's lots of testimonials out there about it. What are you hearing?
Yeah, we are seeing a lot of things across the board. Of course, as you mentioned, the distension, that's one that we hear regularly. Improved bowel regularity, you know, reduction in rebounding and reflux, improved energy. Interestingly, improved
mood
mental
modulation.
Clarity. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, mood modulation is a big one.
Well, you know why, and I said this in the first hour of the show. When you have these bad actors making it into the bloodstream, these toxins, they are intoxicating. They, you know, people who claim they wake up in the morning and for the first 3 hours of the morning they have brain fog.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the intoxicants that are in your bloodstream that are making it through the blood-brain barrier that probably started out in your gut, mm-hmm, at your last meal the night before. And now you wake up in the morning, you feel hungover.
That's right. You know, and one of the things that I'm so excited about, and we work with a lot of health professionals around the world that use our products, is glycemic regulation. And this is something I'm talking with practitioners on a daily basis about, you know, through, you know, glucose monitoring and more specifically A1C monitoring, which is more of a valid long-term look, you know, 3-month look at what blood sugars are. We're seeing these numbers stabilizing and coming down. And to me, you know, that's a direct indicator that we're managing this inflammation and toxicity problem, which I really believe is the root of this increase in this diabetes epidemic mm-hmm. that we're seeing today.
You know, the list of ingredients, you have to go to the page. You have to go to superhumanradio.com. I'm sorry, .net, wrong website, superhumanradio.net, and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad. And then just drag down. The page starts to change colors. And then all of a sudden you start to see all of the different ingredients in here. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable what is in this product. I mean, quercetin. I mean, slippery elm bark, I think, is in here. I mean, all these things that we know influence mucosal barriers, tight junctions, and healthy gut, all in one product. You don't have to go shopping for a dozen different products. You can just take one product. What? So if somebody has removed the bad actors in their diet, they're convinced, you know, like for me, coffee is bad. I can't drink coffee anymore because I notice it immediately upon drinking it. I start belching. I feel bloated. And I know that's not a good sign. So
right.
Once you start to remove the bad actors in your diet, should you start out with what is the standard dose? One scoop? How many times a day? How should you use this?
One scoop a day. You know, many times, Carl, I'll recommend people even begin with a half a scoop a day between dinner and bed. We really like to get that in the latter part of the day because, you know, we go in through this cleansing cycle at night in oxidative stress, you know, mode, and this is where we're doing a lot of repair during night. So it works best there. Maybe the first week start there and then move to a full scoop. A full scoop is really the maintenance dosing. We have some people that will move up to a couple of scoops a day, but really I have found with most of my clients and health practitioners we work with, a scoop is it. And I'm so glad you mentioned removing the insults. You know, that's something we talk about so many times. You know, we look at ourselves as just a true foundational supplement support company where we're really putting in these essential foundational things. But, you know, it's only going to work as good as your lifestyle. And you just can't keep plowing all these insults in and expecting miracles.
Well, if you're a carpenter and you drive a nail through your hand and you go to the doctor and he just stitches around it and sends you home with the nail in your hand, you would say, well, that didn't do anything for me. How can you expect that to heal if the nail is still in it? You wouldn't.
Right.
So people take their guts for granted. They think that they can still eat and drink all the things that don't agree with them. Thank you, Larry the Cable Guy and Nexium. And expect to take something and expect it to make everything go away. Why are you laughing? Because of Larry the Cable Guy? He drives me crazy. When he does those commercials, when the food you love doesn't love you, take Nexium, Prilosec, or whatever. I'm like, no, dude, when the food you love doesn't love you, don't eat it.
Right.
Your body's
right.
Telling you something.
Well, hello.
Yeah. And you know, Carl, we also have to think about, you know, even the symptoms abate and go away, which can actually happen very quickly. You kind of saw that happening. You know, you've got to look, when you look at supplementing today, I think it's so important to really look at what are the essentials, what are the foundational things. I can't think of anything better than to just take care of our gut every single day. And, you know, what I find is people begin this journey with this product and, you know, quickly they begin to see these symptoms, you know, diminishing and eliminating. And, you know, it's like, why would I want to go back? And so, you know, we know the supplement business is extremely vast today, but, you know, make decisions and using things that really are addressing the root cause of all of these chronic diseases today. And I can tell you, we witness this day in and day out with thousands of people, and I think the gut is the key to this.
Yeah, I'm a strong believer in the gut goes bad first. I remember someone told me that all disease begins in the gut. Now, I don't know that that's completely true, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But it establishes something that is... And you know where the word hypochondriac comes from, right?
Tell us.
Hippocrates first used the term hypochondriac. Hypo means below, and chondriac, or some derivation of the word, is ribs.
Mm-hmm.
And hypochondriacs were people who had illnesses.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't really put their finger on where it was coming from, but it was coming from their gut for some reason. They just, you know, it wasn't painful, but they just, and so hypochondriac actually loosely means
from the gut.
Interesting.
And so, and when you think of a hypochondriac, it's not like, oh, I've got a burst appendix, I know what to do, I broke my finger, I know what to do. It's like, I have this ominous feeling of malaise. I just don't feel good. I got brain fog, and I just don't know where it's coming from. Oh, you're a hypochondriac. Yes, you are a hypochondriac. It's coming from your gut.
Well, you know, you maybe not all disease begins there, but we know 80 to 90%, you know, do. Well, to me, let's put the focus on the 80 to 90%, and I bet you we'll hit the rest. And you know what I'm finding with our health practitioners today, and you know, that's just such a large population who we work with, they're really pulling people down on a lot of these other supplements. I went through this after meeting Carrie Lynn. I went from 200 products in my clinic down to 6, and it didn't matter what anybody came through with. And, you know, the first 6 months, our focus, regardless of what they presented with, focus on the gut, focus on these foundational things. And I know we're going to talk a little bit more in a further show about the next step, and that's, you know, cellular health restoration. But I'll tell you, if you're really wanting to improve health, this is the target, is the gut.
I want to take our last commercial break, and I just want to do a little teaser when we come back. I want, because you and I met because of humic and fulvic acid,
right.
Okay? So I just want to kind of touch on that before we leave, because there's a lot more going on at Mother Earth Labs than just GI Ultramax Pro. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Percent of Americans are living with digestive issues. They take pills and potions to mask the symptoms but never address the root cause. Introducing GI Ultramax Pro, a complex of scientifically substantiated all-star ingredients that reestablish your gut's operating system, allowing you to be better shielded against the bad actors in your food and environment. The gut is complicated, and it takes GI Ultramax Pro to deliver real, long-lasting results. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad, or visit MotherEarthLabs.com and use code SHR for free shipping.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then train fasted and remain fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back.
I like this. I like that mashup.
That's a good mashup.
If you don't, if you ain't got no money, take your broke A home.
Okay. I like that one. That's a good one. I have some of the most unique mashups in radio on this show.
Anyway, real quick, and then we'll wrap it up. You and I met, and you were there talking to the folks with
Epigenetics.
Epigenetics. Thank you. Sure. Thank you. About fulvic and humic acids. Talk about that briefly, and then we can really get deep into the science next time we have you on the show.
Yeah, well, let me just kind of lead off, and I want to turn that over to Carrie Lynn, because she's probably forgot more than I'll know
okay.
on this. But okay. But you know, that was a real game changer for me, being that we worked with nutraceuticals in our clinic, and when I began to understand the role that humic and fulvic play in our health, in helping to not only transport nutrients in the cell, but basically help support the whole cell dynamic. And, what I mean by that is just think of the cell membrane and how it functions as far as letting in nutrients and releasing toxins and even working intracellularly down to the mitochondrial level. And, to me, I was always on a quest of making sure that we were doing absolutely what we needed to do first and supporting the foundation, and that's where I found these molecules to be so fascinating. But Carrie Lynn, why don't you just elaborate a little bit more on that, because this was such a big pivot point in your life in starting Mother Earth Labs.
Absolutely. A lot of people are starting to hear about humic and fulvic, whereas like 10 years ago, Carl, nobody had a clue what they were. And it's they're natural substances that are produced in soils naturally, and they're nature's process of actually making minerals in the soil available to plants and then subsequently animals. And how that happens is that materials like leaves and everything, they get broken down in the soil by beneficial microbes. And in doing that, the plant material then becomes humic and fulvic over time. Fulvic is actually a humic acid. It's just a small molecule, smaller molecular weight molecule. And humic is a vast amount of different types of molecules. We won't go into that detail. But so its first journey, the first step in the journey is to take minerals in the soil and other nutrients into the plants. And they actually deliver to plant cells the nutrients that they need, especially minerals. The other thing is that these are very potent biochemical redox molecules, and they help donate charges. They're very electrical. In fact, when I work with them in the laboratory, if I have my cell phone around, I get shocked all the time. So they're that electrical, and that's what they do. That's what they're supposed to do is provide energy and charge up cellular membranes so that there's a differential on the membrane so that nutrients can get in better and waste products can get out. Now, when we eat plants, and this is supposed to be generally how it's supposed to work, it doesn't work that way anymore, but we're to get the same nutrients that the plant has, including the humic and fulvic acids, into our bodies as well. Unfortunately, when, the farming practices include a lot of, the herbicides and pesticides and everything that's involved in, in commercial farming, it destroys the microorganisms in the soil, so there isn't any breakdown of, the organic material, so humic and fulvic aren't produced in the soils naturally. Then what happens when they aren't there is that the minerals stay in the soils and they don't really get into the plant very effectively. And so that's why when you go to the grocery store and you buy produce, it tastes very, bland, whereas if you were to grow a tomato in your backyard and very organically, it has an enormous amount of taste because of the minerals. Minerals impart taste, different tastes, interestingly enough. And so that's how it works in nature. So the biggest thing that humic and fulvic acids do is carry minerals, and that, we're all very deficient in minerals because of, farming practices and a lot of other reasons, stress, et cetera. But that's one of the things that they can do very effectively is to deliver minerals, macro, micro, all the trace minerals and elements on the periodic table into your body, as well as providing the charges that your body needs. They also, like Dr. Hoover was mentioning, deliver
nutrients that, you know, in a product. We found this out. So, you know, we want to be able to select the product, the individual ingredients that are of the highest quality that, you know, can, that humic and folate can assist in delivering into the body. And so that's really the basics of our foundational products, is to utilize that technology that's available, that's nature's own, to deliver, you know, things like the right methylated vitamin B12 and, you know, the phosphorylated vitamin B2s, because that's what it can carry. And that's what your cells need. It's like giving your cells what it needs instead of relying on your body to use its resources to transform them into a form that they can use, or try and get rid of them if they can't, you know, like folic acid, that sort of thing. So that's kind of like the basis of what we do in terms of, you know, utilizing the humic and fulvic, you know, technology.
And we'll get even deeper into that with the next interview. So we just got a question from Jim Sharp. I got it on Facebook Messenger. He said, is drinking lots of water good for your gut? I would imagine it's the quality of the water that makes a difference. But what about that? Is water a good thing to consume for the gut?
Well, we need water. I mean, we, you know, our body is vastly made up of water. You're right. The quality of water is so important. And, you know, staying away from the waters that are loaded up with a lot of these halloids, you know, the chlorine, the fluoride, and all these pharmaceuticals that are dumped into it. But the key is, you know, getting water into the gut. You know, without a lot of these prebiotic fibers, these, you know, special fibers that work osmotically in the gut, you know, a lot of times we can't draw water into the gut. So we could be drinking water, and it's going through right through the gut. You know, that's why a lot of times we drink and, you know, we're just evacuating that so quickly. So water is incredibly important. Remember, our gut, you know, is almost 30 feet long. It's all wound up inside us. And, you know, hydration is important in mobility and moving things through the gut and that peristaltic function. So, yes, in one hand, yes, water is very important. Quality of water is important. And also making sure that we can utilize the water in the gut. And, you know, reducing toxicity and inflammation is certainly going to help with that process.
Yeah, because inflammation is basically, edema is basically pulling water and trapping it in tissue, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, interesting. Well, this has all been exciting. This whole show today was about the gut. I like the way this worked out.
Beautiful.
You can get and I'm talking to everybody out there who knows that they have some gut issues. Like I said, if you wake up in the morning on an empty stomach and you're belching and you're bloated already, you have gut problems. If your stomach is distended and you don't understand why, you're lean and your stomach is sticking out, and you have that new look of the American, it's called the barrel chest, you have gut problems. If something that people don't like to talk about, but your poop should be well-formed, it should be relatively solid, it should look like maybe clumps of balls pushed into a sausage shape. If you're pooping and it looks like Carvel, you have gut problems. Carvel, for those who don't know about the East Coast, Carvel is custard, okay?
Right.
You know, if you eat a particular food, whatever that is, and immediately feel like somebody just pumped air into your stomach and you feel uncomfortable, you have gut problems. And you can take products. There are products that I use to avoid the gas buildup in my stomach while I'm fixing my gut. But if you want to fix the gut, if you want to repair your operating system, if you want to make it better and your health will be better, you need a product like GI Ultramax Pro. And you can get it and save the shipping, free shipping, if you go to superhumanradio.net. I keep saying that. That's no longer our website address, superhumanradio.net. And you click the banner ad for GI Ultramax Pro and use the coupon code SHR, you'll get free shipping. If you arrive at their website on your own by going to MotherEarthLabs.com, use the coupon code SHR for free shipping. Look, it's been a great discussion, and hopefully I really want 2018 to be my audience's year to fix their stomachs, because everything else will work better. You'll perform better, you'll train better, you'll think better, you'll sleep better, you'll be a better version of yourself if you fix your gut. And so hopefully this is the first show to kind of get that going. Thank you for being on with us, Carrie Lynn.
Pleasure. It was very nice to be here with you.
Even with the Merck thing?
Even with the Merck thing, okay. I'll forgive you.
Okay.
It's a crack.
And of course, Dr. Hoover, it's always great, always great to spend time with you as well. Thank you.
You as well, Carl. Okay. Remember that gut is tough as nails.
Yes. Yeah, there you go. There you go. All right. Take care. And
take care.
That's all we've got for today. Today's Thursday. So tomorrow we are off the air. It's Friday. We will see everybody Monday, breaking out of the gate with a great show on Monday about CBD oil and performance. There's some new research out there, and there are even some people who are echoing what we're going to be talking about Monday. If you think CBD is just for pain management and anxiety, you may be wrong. Tune in then. We'll see you later.